If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
BJ and Jamie. You see where that plane in Denver hit that little bunny?
Well, remember yesterday we were trying to figure out, they said wildlife. They said it hit wildlife or whatever. Yeah. And we were like, why don't they just say a bird strike? We couldn't figure out why it was so odd.
Exactly.
Like, we were trying to guess if they hit a deer.
Jamie and I owe you an apology, Fox 31, because we were screaming at TV yesterday, just say it! What? Say birds!
Or say deer, because we couldn't figure out what it was.
Turns out it's a rabbit.
Yeah.
Animal encounter causing a scare in the air.
Rabbit flu to number 2, that'll do it, all right.
A rabbit somehow making it into the right engine of United Airlines Flight 2325 from Denver to Edmonton Sunday, right as the Boeing 737 with 159 people on board was taking off.
There was a loud bang and a significant vibration in the plane. We proceeded to still climb.
Harrowing video from inside the cabin showing large flames shooting from that engine.
Every few moments, there was a backfire coming from the engine, a giant fireball behind it.
The pilots quickly responding to malfunctions in the cockpit. At one point, thinking the fire was impacting the landing gear.
The landing gear, we have indication is now locked up.
The plane turning around after about 75 minutes in the air.
By the way, I have an update this morning with that story. Yeah. The rabbit's dead.
Yeah. Here's my question, though. I have a bigger question. How did a rabbit, if you've ever watched the pilots inspect the undercarriage of the airplane, they can't touch the engines. They can't even, I mean, they're right here. They're way up there, right? They look with a flashlight. How did that rabbit jump that high into an engine?
Yes? I know.
Yes?
A ladder. you know, they drive those ladders out
he probably just hopped up that thing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but they don't drive them up to the engines. They drive it up to the door.
Well, he stole one.
And he moved it.
He had a buddy help him.
He moved it over to the engine.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the scene of a rabbit going through an engine?
Oh, yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out how that rabbit got up there.
Yeah,
that
I don't know. I've never heard of this before. This is a first. DIA has it. We hold the record.
I feel like some dude took the rabbit and put him in the engine.
Really?
I don't know.
You think he slung the rabbit into an engine?
How did a rabbit get in an engine?
I don't know. Maybe the engine sucked him up off the runway.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe
there was so much thrust.
It's done it with humans. On the, you know, right there.
Yeah.
That sucked people in.
Thumper.
Maybe he got sucked
up into an engine. Spit out the back. Nothing but poof, fur. That's it.
Yep.
All was left of him. Oh. Yep. He's gone.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.